Recording in progress.
I will call to order this Thursday, February 13, 2025 hearing before the Seattle Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel, and I'm the hearing examiner presiding over this matter. The matter to be heard today involves a street use citation 80801 issued to Stephen Coulter, I'll get your correct pronunciation later, for failure to comply with permit conditions. A request to mitigate the citation was filed, and this hearing follows. The hearing is conducted pursuant to Seattle Municipal Code Chapter 15.91, which governs the citation process, Chapter 3.02, the City's Administrative Code, and the Hearing Examiner Rules. I'll discuss briefly the Zoom protocols, which you'll have received before the hearing. Make sure that you quiet all background noise in your location. I suggest you keep your phone on, but do turn off the ringer so it doesn't go off during the hearing. Make sure that anyone else in the room with you is silenced and or removed. Pets, friends, children, etc. Please do keep in mind that while I may be broadcasting from a remote location, your home office, or other similar location, this is a quasi-judicial forum. Please give it and the others participating due respect. If there's a disconnection in your Zoom link, I won't be swearing anybody in today, so the only time I'll be raising my right hand is an indicator to the speaker that I cannot hear them. Usually the connection comes back very quickly, so just if you can't be heard, just pause. We'll ask that you repeat what you said when you went off the record, and so that it does get on the record. I invite you to do the same. If you cannot hear somebody when they're speaking, just raise your right hand at the visual cue to the speaker that they cannot be heard. Please do not use the chat function, but you are welcome to use the screen share function if it's useful to you to share photos or anything else of the site so that I better understand the circumstances. The order we'll proceed in is to hear first from the department so I understand the circumstances of the citation, and then that will be followed by testimony from the appellant so that I understand why they believe mitigation is warranted. Following the close of the record for the hearing today, I'll issue a written decision that both parties will receive a copy of. Are there any questions by anyone for the use of Zoom? And I will ask now that the appellant please turn on their camera.
No questions.
No questions.
Okay. Any questions about the procedure of the hearing itself? How to present evidence, what we're doing here today, etc.?
No.
Okay. Let's get started with the department then first. Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Allison Holtz, H-O-L-T-Z, District Inspector for Estop Street Use.
Please proceed.
Okay, so the citation was written. If you look at Exhibit 1, it was found on August 22nd of 2024 that they were using the right-of-way without a valid street use permit in place. At that time, I gave written email warning that they needed to apply for a permit for construction activity using the city right-of-way and that they were using it without a valid permit. As of today, the permit has still not been issued. I sent a follow-up email on November 19th of 2024 asking them to submit corrections due to the fact that it had been pending corrections and that the permit still had not been issued for continued right-of-way use. I checked as of this morning and corrections were just submitted this morning, but the permit has still not been issued. I included a copy of the permit in existing 5. In the upper right-hand corner, you can see there's no dates there. That's because it hasn't been issued. In Exhibits 2, 3, and 4, those were the photos that I did take on January 16th, the date of the citation issuance. It is showing that there is a lift blocking the sidewalk and completely closing the sidewalk to pedestrians. And there was also no sidewalk close signs in place. And due to the circumstances of them not having a valid permit in place, and for the safety of pedestrians not having the sidewalk close signs in place as well, I issued the citation on January 16th. Also looking at Exhibit I think it's one. It's the approved right-of-way impact plan that actually in the permit that they submitted for review, that they didn't even include sidewalk closure as part of their use once the permit is issued. And I think that's all I have to say for right now.
Okay. What date did you, indicated you sent an email warning about using the right-of-way?
Yeah, so the original warning was sent on August 22nd of 2024. And then I did send a follow-up email to them on 11/19 that the permit was pending corrections. Those corrections were submitted, but then the reviewers did have additional corrections that they needed, and those were just submitted today.
Okay, thank you. Anything further from the department?
I think that's it for now.
All right, we'll go to the appellant, please. Please state your name and spell it for the record.
Stephen Bocalter, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-H-O-C-H-H-A-L-T-E-R.
And go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not really, I guess I wanted to get together on this meeting. I'm not denying that that lift wasn't parked on the sidewalk at the time. I guess to go closer to the beginning, we did in good faith try to get the permit. The system, you know, can be really difficult to navigate. It just seems challenging. So you don't just get an email. I went on there and looked at the area where it said there were conditions or corrections needed, and when you click on it, there's nothing there, and you have to dig in, you know, a bunch of tabs back to try to find the corrections. So that's part of it, and it's not just me saying that. It's, you know, I have a lot of builder friends that work on these projects with us and partners, and it's kind of a universal feeling that we all deal with. We did try to get the permit. We had it in the system, but I'll admit it did take us a while to get the corrections done. And at the time, that I think the biggest issue was with the lift on the parking on the sidewalk. I didn't even realize the framers were bringing that in. They brought it in that day and it left that day. So that's obvious. I'm not denying that happened. And we do give them instructions as to what our rules are. We had no park or sidewalk closed signs on site, but they failed to put them up. And so we've had meetings with our crews and our framing crews and all the other subs to update them on, you know, what the requirements are. But again, it's hard to be watching over them every single hour of the day, you know, when they pull up and put a lift on the sidewalk. So I apologize for that, and I've worked with Allison quite a few different times. I have two other projects that we also have permits that have already been issued. I use the same right-of-way impact plan, not the exact same, obviously, with different information on it. Those went through and were approved right away, so I'm not sure what the situation was on this. I guess it was because the alley needed to be indicated on the right-of-way improvement plan as well. So that's kind of all I have to say. I'm not denying it. I'm mainly here just to ask for a partial reduction in the fine and that we're going to do better going forward. Like I said, I've got two other projects. Those permits have been issued. Everything's paid on them. We do our best to keep, you know, sidewalks clear. And normally it's just subs crossing the sidewalk. We don't usually have a big, huge piece of equipment sitting on the sidewalk. And again, like I said, that shouldn't have happened. And we've made changes and put, you know, procedures in place to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Okay. Anything further from the appellant?
No.
Anything further from either party?
No.
All All right, then. That concludes the hearing, and a written decision will issue. You both will receive a copy of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.